This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That number is 855-450-3733. Or if you want clearer quality, you can use the Discord call-in lines, which you can find at discord.freetalklive.com. With you tonight, it's Aria.
And Johnson.
And Conan.
And we've been talking about, we got sidetracked just then into the Pledge of Allegiance.
Just a little bit.
We've gotten sidetracked repeatedly, and that's good. I've enjoyed it. But we do need to get back into this article here because we have – I'm looking at the scroll bar here. We haven't even come close. Actually, I'm looking at the wrong scroll bar, but we still haven't come close.
We're almost done, right?
No, we are, yeah. We're basically done with this. I mean, there's one paragraph left here that says here, former President Jimmy Carter recently opined that the United States has become the most warlike country in the history of the world. Whether that is an overstatement can be debated, but the fact is – that we are a militaristic nation cannot be debated. What is most remarkable about all of this is that it is happening. What is most remarkable is not that it is happening, but that it is happening without much serious scrutiny, public discussion, or objection. The surest sign of successful conditioning is a population that not only complies with a desired outcome, but does so without questioning.
And are we really so much different, we Americans, than the rest of the continent, than the rest of the
globe? Certainly not. But
globe?
Before we kick further into that, we've had Rat Speed, who's sort of come and gone for the last half hour. Rat Speed, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. What's on your mind?
Okay, just making sure. Oh, well, first of all, I think feelings are the effects of the alien Illuminati on my mind when they're trying to psychologically manipulate me. So, we can't even decide what feelings are. So, anyway, I'm just kidding. Real quick, just to clarify, I do remember that Ayn Rand, before she died, during her various interviews, always said that the only philosopher that ever influenced Aristotle. So just in case if you were wondering about the whole Nietzsche thing. And the other thing, too, is I remember that it was the 1950s when the Pledge of Allegiance added the words under God. And if my understanding is correct, the reason why they did that was because it was trying to counteract the quote unquote communist threat. It was an artifact of McCarthyism, basically, at the time. So, but anyway, yeah, getting back to the whole thing about, like, you know, psychological manipulation and you know, when you guys were talking about horror, I remember when I was growing up, I would watch horror movies. I think one of the very first ones that...
There you go. Wait, stop and say that again. You cut out for about 2 seconds.
Oh, sorry. Okay, I said, yeah, when I was young, I watched horror movies, and, you know, like, my first one that I watched was Nightmare on Elm Street and everything. I don't think, you know, if you are into horror movies, it preconditions you or cause...
the 80s, when horror and comedy were smashed together.
Exactly.
Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Horror has always, if you've ever looked at the quote-unquote horror genre, it's always been very closely intertwined with slapstick and comedy. There's always been an over-the-top it's always about the heavy visuals, and I think one of the reasons why these horror movies that you come out with today aren't as good as the old ones is because they've lost that sort of satirical element. I mean, if you look at Evil Dead, if you look at, you know, all of the comedy that Freddy Krueger would do before he killed his victims, things like that. So I think personally, it's sort of like horror is like an over-the-top examination into our fascination of the macabre. It's a way to kind of counteract negative feelings. At least it could be that way. I mean, it's probably not that way for everyone. So I don't think it necessarily talks about anyone's inability to feel or to have empathy for other people's feelings. Just because you're looking at something gruesome doesn't mean that you're not feeling for the victim. I think the big difference between that and psychological manipulation and propaganda, you know, nationalism and like that, is that one's fiction and the other one is propaganda foisted upon people to make them feel something. It's nonfiction, right? It's using fiction to make people believe that you need to feel or think a certain way. It's a way to promote group thought, to be able to justify the ends that you're trying to achieve. So I really think that's. I mean, does anything here that I'm saying ring true among anyone?
I think people tend to look more into the horror genre than they do other genres. I don't recall anyone ever doing psychological analysis on people who like family comedies or people who like bro comedies or whatever you call them.
I'm sure those studies exist, but we might not be reading them, or even they might not be coming across our radar because they're not interesting.
I also think that there's an element of intelligence involved with it. Like people that just don't understand irony in comedy, they're not going to understand those little subtle ticks that you see when something like that is happening in a horror movie. Just like some people don't understand the comedy behind, you know, Monty Python or something, the absurdness of it, the silliness of it. They're not going to understand.
Did you watch the video of the New Zealand shooter, Conan?
The mosque shooting?
Yeah.
I did.
Okay.
It was absolutely horrifying.
Okay, but you won't watch horror movies. So you'll watch real.
I watched it once.
You'll watch real
murder. So that I knew that I didn't watch it because I wanted to. I watched it because I needed to. I needed to see that. But I don't want
to. Why did you need to see it?
To see what happened. Because I can't take mainstream media's word for anything these days. The whole thing could have been a hoax.
You don't have to. I mean, there were plenty of people you knew who had watched it.
I know that they have lied about things in the past.
No, we're not talking about the mainstream media. People you personally knew who had watched it who could have told you, yeah, it's real.
At the time, I didn't know anyone who had watched it.
Okay.
But you bring up a good point with the people's inability to. This is where comedy has gone in our era. It's gone right out the window because half the population doesn't understand sarcasm. Or they're not allowed to. Go ahead.
I want to add to that, and I think this is like the whole thing about Chan culture, 4chan, 8chan, all that, you know, where people, they take this absurdist meme culture comedy to the most extreme to see how far you can
tolerate.
You can tolerate. You can. Yeah, it's. I think the people. I've been on Chan boards ever almost like since the beginning, and I've always been intelligent. I feel that, pardon me if I don't sound modest for saying, but I feel like I've been intelligent enough to understand when someone's trolling me versus someone who actually means it. And I think that the problem is that a lot of the people coming onto those boards think that they're being serious, and there's an element of people that would actually believe with the ironic satirical nature of people's posts that allowed them to kind of push the envelope a little bit forward, push the racism forward, the homophobia forward. So in other words, what something that started as kind of like a ha ha ha, I get it, kind of a thriller culture to see how far we can take the absurdity of iconography, right? Because that's basically what a meme is. A meme, you know, the concept of a meme is an idea that carries forward almost like, yep, like a gene, right?
Yeah, Rasputin, I'm going to cut you off there because we're about to head out to break. But thank you so much for the call. I mean, he's not wrong, especially in regard to how the various people on 4chan react to various things. I would not be terribly surprised for Chris Cantwell to come out at some point and say, hey, the whole thing was satire. I was doing a Vermin Supreme.
I thought he's already said that.
Chris Cantwell, the Nazi? I don't think so.
He's not said that.
I don't know. He seems to change his tone every time I hear something out of his mouth. I don't know where he stands.
Well, that's what happens when one has no principles or anything else holding them to consistency.
I would agree with that.
So, I mean, his principles are lunacy. But yeah, that kind of behavior or mentality is rampant, unfortunately. Chris Cantwell would be right at home there. It's the most extreme of shock jocks right there on one website.
Next meme. That's all I have to say.
855-450-3733. Or if you want to sound like he did, like you're sitting here in the studio with us, use the Discord call-in lines at discord.freetalklive.com.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Pick up two bottles of Super Mega Fish Oil.
Get the third bottle free. Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Dogs love it. Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
Dynovite.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divi. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divi, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divi already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DiviProject.org. DiviProject.org.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at icagoldsilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. icagoldsilver.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind using the toll-free number, 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
And Johnson.
And Conan.
And you can join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June the 29th until July the 5th for ForkFest 2020 at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest happens the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and ForkFest is decentralized, so no one's in charge. It also means there's no ticket cost. Just reserve your camping site, your RV site, or your motel room with Rogers Campground for June the 29th until July the 5th. And where better to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving activists in the Shire? You can just relax and go camping. Or you can create whatever experience or event you would like others to have. If you're planning an event for ForkFest, though, be sure to let others know in advance. You can connect with other ForkFesters via the unofficial Telegram chat or the ForkFest forum. Link to those are on the unofficial website, forkfest.party. Once more, that's forkfest.party. I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be the best one yet. I'm hoping, anyway. So, one of you brought in this story about a Seattle police officer's ruse leading a man to kill himself.
Did we bring something like that in?
It wasn't me.
All right. What do you know about it, Aria?
Well, I have it pulled up anyway. So, when a man allegedly, this is coming to us from CNN, when a man allegedly drove away from the scene of a 2018 fender bender, a Seattle police officer told one of the man's friends that the crash left a woman in critical condition, a police watchdog says. The woman might not survive, the officer added, according to a report from the Seattle Police Department's Office of Police Accountability. But the story about the woman's condition was all a trick, a ruse to flush out the driver, the report said. The OPA says the driver's friends reported that he grew worried in the days after the crash, thinking that someone possibly died in the wreck. Less than a week after the crash, his roommate found the man dead in his room. The OPA now says that the police officer's lie contributed to the man's death.
Suicide?
Yes.
Mm.
So he committed a hit and run in a fender bender, and police told a friend of his that the woman who had been hit was in critical condition and might not survive, and the person who committed the offense killed himself.
Mm.
So in November, the OPA released a report, first reported by the Seattle Times on Thursday, detailing the incident and its investigation into allegations of police misconduct. I don't think that's legally misconduct, though, is it? I mean, aren't police allowed to lie in order to get a conviction?
Probably, but I think result. I don't know. Who knows? It's all, probably there's no consistency.
I thought they're allowed to bend the truth.
Yeah,
but just to come right out and lie and make up things, I'm not so sure about that.
No, they're definitely allowed to lie. It just is it a lie in pursuit of justice?
I want to know what this family is going to do, how much money they're going to make off of this.
Well, we can find out shortly. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to the phones though. We've got Mortified Penguin calling. Mortified, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys, we're talking about something that piqued my interest. You're talking about, whether emotion, I mean, you got really kind of in the weeds, but you're talking about whether emotion motivates you to your libertarianism. And, you know, I mean, a lot of, you know, people listeners will kind of know I'm kind of a left libertarian. And I certainly believe that in some, you know, it's a very vague terminology, but
sure.
I certainly believe that people basically deserve a home, deserve health care, deserve basic things. I mean, if you're a productive people, working people, certainly, and just people in general that are rational people, basically deserve to obtain those things. And the reason I...
Can I ask you real quick for a clarification? Do they have the right to those things?
I think you made a distinction. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Do they have the right to acquire those things, or do they have the right to attempt to acquire those things?
Well, I think they have a right to. I think communities of people have a right to create. So I could even frame this into negative rights. I think we have a right to health care because if you look at the reality, people ever since
you know, someone has mashed some herbs together in a pot, has been able to provide some form of health care to other people. That's just a fundamental thing that humans can do and a service that people can offer. But the reason that I support libertarianism and free markets, and the reason I say it is a negative right, is because the state, especially the modern incarnation of the state and the economic system we have now, basically puts barriers in between those things and puts middlemen and barriers as in government regulation and middlemen from as in, you know, private business interests. And I'm not saying I'm radically pro free enterprise, but puts all kinds of barriers and gatekeepers and middlemen in the way between us from providing things to each other as a consequence of free enterprise. So I think the state, if you look at history, you know, makes it harder for us to get those things. The same with homes or anything else. People can obviously provide those things to each other, and they have every motivation and incentive to do it.
I would agree with all of that, that, you know, we should have the right to obtain these things on our own. But I think we're getting on real thin ice whenever you start to lean towards you have the right to make that herb crusher give you some herbs to heal you. I mean, if that's something they want to do voluntarily, then yay.
But yay
free market. Otherwise, that's a form of slavery. It is slavery.
Yeah, I wouldn't normally say right. I would say that when people do go out and say you're advocating for a positive right, if you believe in natural rights, and I'm not really a natural rights theorist, but I would say, hey, we are force and violence and coercion are being put in between us and the, you know, ability to obtain those things and to provide those things at a reasonable and affordable cost, which is another thing the state does. So no, I mean, I wouldn't normally put it that way. Like, first of all,
but you did say deserve, and I would disagree with that as well. I don't think everyone deserves a home or health care or food or clothing. I think that's something that they should want. But do they deserve it? I think a lot of people don't deserve any of those things. I think they have
not.
If
they're willing
to
work for it,
correct?
Correct.
Deserve it. I think they have not earned it. But yeah,
earning. Who are you to determine what somebody has earned or not earned?
If they're not the free market.
Free market.
If they have earned it, then they will have it.
Okay, that's not laboring enough to earn it by your distinction. That's just can you obtain it freely through mixing your labor with.
That's literally what earning it means, though.
Well, yeah, okay, that's what earning it means in a free market. Now, is that what earning it means in the status kind of capture markets we have now? It means you have to labor for a certain amount of time and go into a certain amount of debt, and which is for a radically, ridiculously overpriced house that a lot of people just can't even afford, even though housing is something that people have been able to do since they were able to put some sticks together. I mean,
nobody is forced to do those things. I mean, it's reality. It's existence. It's the need for a human being or any organism.
No, there's so many alternatives that are off the table because of the state. There's so many alternatives.
I'm not saying there aren't, but it's not the state that is causing people to have to go out and work for food. It's literally existing as a human being or any organism on Earth. They have to be able
to completely inflates it beyond what it would be in a free market.
I don't disagree, but I also don't agree. This is Free Talk Live.
I can definitely say that I have found the best cryptocurrency wallet, certainly the best named one. I'm Mark Edge, and I love the Edge wallet. I've been using it for the last few months. You can buy, sell, trade, and hold your cryptocurrency securely. I trust my holdings of all the major cryptocurrencies to Edge wallet, and you should too. No long phrases to memorize, just a username and password. Secure your freedom with Edge wallet. Get it now on Apple or Android in the App Store or at edge.app.
Have you heard of LibertyCon? LibertyCon is not only a convention with great speakers like Whole Foods CEO and co-founder John Mackey and Nobel Prize winner Vernon Smith, but it's also unique because you get a chance to network with more than 70 pro-liberty organizations, one-on-one for the purpose of career advancement, business, and internship opportunities. April 3rd through 5th in Washington, D.C. You can learn more by visiting LibertyCon.com and use code FTL for a $10 discount on your registration. That's LibertyCon.com.
You USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The House is expected to send the articles of impeachment to the Senate on Wednesday after Democrats select a team of managers who will lead the prosecution of the president. Political analysts are assuming the two leaders of the team will be the chair of the Judiciary Committee, Jerry Nadler, and the chair of the Intelligence Committee, Adam Schiff. During their House meeting, both of them spoke, explaining the way the trial should go. There may be new witness testimony at the trial. Minority Leader Chuck Schumer.
Does Leader McConnell want the truth? Do Senate Republicans want the truth? I'd remind the leader, our request for witnesses and documents is very much in line with the Senate's history.
GOP Leader Mitch McConnell.
51 senators will decide who to call. After that, who knows who will employ what kind of legal devices? I have no idea.
This is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
And Johnson.
And Conan.
And the next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to spend, earn, store, and exchange digital money in seconds. Divvy says you'll be able to send money around the globe in only a swipe and instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. There's no need to wait, though, as Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with their multi-tiered masternodes, allowing anyone to earn by supporting the Divvy network. When the new Divvy wallet launches because of Divvy's relationship with Western Union, Divvy will be in more than 200 countries, including the United States. You can learn more at DiviProject.org. That's DiviProject.org. Now, I've been wanting to hear more about this since you first mentioned it, Conan. Evidently, according to, I don't know what
science.
You mean, but
it's settled.
It's settled, and I'm a psychopath because I like horror.
Could be.
It could be. Okay.
Could possibly be. There are other things that could take place within the old mind of a horror film junkie.
All right, so let's hear it. Then.
This is an older article. Well, actually, not that old. 2015 from the Republic, the New Republic, and it says what it says about you if you enjoy horror films. And I'm going to skip the intro. I'm going to go right to bullet one. you lack empathy. In a 2000 paper in the Journal of Media Psychology, a team of researchers led by Richard Jackson Harris and Stephen Hoekstra administered personality tests to 233 undergraduates, 125 men and 108 women, and asked them to reflect on a memory of watching a horror movie on a date. Everyone in the study had been on...
Who watches horror movies on dates? Oh, I guess if you're already in a committed relationship with someone.
We'll get to that. That's actually one of the bullet points.
Yeah.
People who take women on horror film dates. It's part of the strategy. But anyways,
it's actually scientifically proven to be an effective strategy as well.
It's all about state of mind.
Okay.
Everyone in this study had been on at least one horror movie date. The most common movies were Scream and Scream 2, followed by I Know What You Did Last Summer and its sequel. Students who scored higher...
Are those even horror movies?
Students who scored more.
Exactly. Students who scored higher on measures of empathy, agreeing more strongly with statements like, I am often quite touched by things I see happen, and I really get involved with the feelings of a character in a novel, were more likely to report negative responses like sleep disturbances and feelings of distress. And I've seen there's other studies that have reported the same, that the people with stronger empathy levels are affected more strongly after watching any type of jump scare type of film like these, like Scream, Scream 2. And
I thought Scream was a comedy.
Yeah. It's a comedy horror.
What about I Know What You Did Last Summer when they're all...
I thought it was stupid.
Yeah, it is. I mean, they're both kind of terrible movies. I mean, we're talking about blockbuster terror horror, terrible horror comedies. But yeah,
and why they use these? This is 2015.
I have never considered Scream to be a horror movie.
This is 2000. So I guess that was the early 2000s horror genre. What were good horror films that came out?
That's like calling a scary movie a horror movie.
Well, they need to do this test over again. They need to pick some like The Ring, the little Asian girl climbing out of the Grudge. Yeah. That's the kind of... Those are the ones that scare me.
Let the right one in.
Bullet number two, be aggressive and thrill-seeking. In 1998, psychologists Anton, and I'm not going to say his last name, and Raphael, showed 470 eighth-grade children in Catalonia minute-long clips of violent cartoons. After each scene, the students had to indicate on a scale of 1 to 10 whether they found the scene funny, thrilling, or violent. They also asked the children's teacher to evaluate their students' personality traits and found that children who thought the violent scenes were thrilling or funny were likely to be perceived as more aggressive and excitable by their teachers.
So can I pause you for this for a tangent? Because I found an article, and I won't go into the article. It has bullet points, and I'll just go into the bullet points. So this is about, 13 reasons why seeing a horror movie is the perfect first date, right?
Okay, who wrote this?
This is by Mashable.
I
don't know who the actual author. Oh, Allison Foreman. So it's written by a female.
Okay.
Is
she gay?
I don't know. I would need to do more research.
I can think of a lot of things that are better first dates than watching horror movies.
Well, here's some very solid reasons that I don't think you're going to be able to dispute. So, one, the physical contact barrier goes right out the window. Nothing answers should we hold hands question faster than some poor girl getting her head ripped off. Lots of people find touch comforting in times of panic, and horror movies a great excuse to cuddle up. When things get a little too intense, bury your face to your shoulder and just wait it out together.
That sounds super manipulative. Man.
Sure.
Okay.
We're not talking about whether or not these are things for manipulative psychopaths. We're just talking about whether or not it's an effective strategy.
I don't doubt that it's an effective strategy for, I don't know, getting laid.
And dudes who might be using the strategy might be psychopaths.
So it says, two, you'll get vulnerable real fast. Three, the terror will bond you. Four,
the same is true of surviving a traumatic experience together.
Exactly.
Four, you'll know your date's sense of humor because of, a lot of these horror comedy movies. It's great for the creeps if you're worried your date has a head in their freezer. See how they react to a head in a freezer. If they seem unfazed, quietly collect your popcorn and find the nearest exit. Right? So you can you can use the same test, right? Of they're using in this article Conan's talking about figuring out if people are psychopaths by their reactions to horror movies. Well, do that on your date. Scary movies can be an excellent test of kindness. It says here, 7 horror movies give you a ton to talk about.
Kindness?
Yes. Okay, I'll read the explanation. I have to walk out of more than one scary movie looking at you, mother. But I don't know.
What?
I don't know.
Is that a whole
maybe that's psycho reference? Yeah. I don't know. If you find yourself needing to take a break or even to call it quits, your date should accompany you and not leave you waiting at the concessions. That's the classy and courteous thing to do, particularly on a first date. You should do the same if your companion darts for the door. So I guess it can be a test of kindness. Horror movies give you a ton to talk about. 8, you can test your partner's problem solving. 9, the film's theme likely won't add too much pressure.
Sounds like a lot of these are fillers.
10, the outing. Well, no, they're probably good. Okay, so movies like Milk or Spotlight can get you thinking about some pretty heavy social issues, and that's certainly important, but not always.
Yeah, because you want to get into abortion on your first date, right?
Right, exactly. I mean, they're like,
definitely.
Yeah, they're like, it's certainly important, but it's not always great first date material, unless, of course, that's a big part of what you look for
in a partner.
In which case, have at it. Horror movies are surprisingly light fodder for discussion, and you won't feel pressured to solve the world's problems on the first evening. So that makes sense. Another good point, I think. They say the outing is a good precedent for more fun dates. Doing something unique for a first date.
I don't know about that. How many of these actually made it to a second date? I feel like that's the study we need now.
I'm thinking a lot of them did, because they probably also, a lot of these ended in some successful dates, I would say. That this is probably a successful strategy all in all.
I'm willing to bet that it isn't.
It says, you won't want to be alone after the movie is over. After seeing Hereditary by yourself, you wouldn't have taken any Tinder user within 10 blocks home with me. Unfortunately, my faithful nature meant I was alone and terrified for the night. No one likes mulling over horror movie nights. Yeah, horror movie frights solo. When the credits roll, you have the perfect opportunity to go to dinner, grab some dessert, or shop for some zombie-killing weaponry, whatever floats your boat. That one's a little silly written, but I can see why. You know, a lot of girls want to be comforted after a horror movie.
I mean, there are easier ways to get laid, though, than sitting through an
alcohol
and a half horror movie.
Alcohol and a horror movie.
And
so
a horror
you go
movie.
To a horror movie, then you go get drinks,
no,
then you go home.
You watch the horror film on Netflix
right. At
your house.
And it can be memorable, too.
With alcohol.
Right.
Yep. It works. Aria, it works.
I don't think it does. But okay, I'll take...
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have 2 convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That number is 855-450-3733. If you're quick, you can probably still get on the air with us. With you tonight, it's Aria.
And Johnson.
And Conan.
I want to say thank you to Troy Aaron, who is today's amplifier. He's a platinum amplifier, which means he chooses to give $25 per month to the AMP program. That program you can find at amp.freetalklive.com. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. It's money that is used specifically to advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live. So if you like the show, if you like what we do, because we are the only national talk radio show where you can call in and talk about whatever crazy thing you want, then you might consider checking out the AMP program. We don't ask for $25 per month. All we ask is $5 per month. That gets you in to the benefits, the AMP-only call-in line, the AMP-only Discord room, the AMP-only Facebook group, and some other cool benefits. So go check it out, please. That's amp.freetalklive.com. Troy Aaron, thank you for your contributions. Now, a Kansas man, evidently, because it turns out that Conan's article ended up sort of overlapping with the main points that Johnson's was talking about. So there's this Kansas dude who has decided that the best way to, I don't know how else to describe him, to settle his marital dispute is to meet his ex-wife and her attorney on the field. It's going to be hard to say this with a straight face. On the field of battle, where he will rend their souls from their corporeal bodies.
You know, Daryl, old host of this show, this was one of his running gags. He always wanted to bring it back because he was big in Concord here, you know, following legislation and whatnot. And
sure.
I think according to him, it's still on the books. This is illegal.
Yeah. David Ostrom, 40, of Kansas, claims in court documents that his ex-wife, Bridget, destroyed him legally. He asked the Iowa District Court in Shelby County to give him 12 weeks lead time in order to source or forge katana and wakizashi swords, as first reported by the Carroll Times. To this day, he said, trial by combat has never been explicitly banned or restricted as a right in these United States. He argued this in court records, adding that it was used as recently as 1818 in British courts. So here's a guy who wants to forge his own katana to meet his ex-wife and her attorney on the field of battle to rend their souls from their bodies.
Now, what if your opponent doesn't agree to this?
Well, then it's not a duel. In that case, I think
correct.
It's just a murder.
It has to be consensual.
Yeah.
Which is, obviously, he's already having that issue with his ex or his wife. So that, I'm thinking this is not going to work. Dummy.
What if his...
Unless he just needs more time. How many months?
Well, I think he's presenting this as an alternative to fighting them in court where he's losing and getting all his money and property taken from him by the legal system and her lawyer.
He asked for 12 weeks.
Is that enough time to forge a katana? I wonder if he's going to go to Japan and find those guys.
I don't know what I find interesting. But I'm not too well-versed in the subject of dueling, but can the attorney not appoint someone to duel in his place?
A second?
Well, I think he was saying that it should be his wife, and the wife is allowed to appoint the attorney in his place. In her place, I mean.
Well, from what I understood, he wanted to kill both of them. He wants to meet them on the field of battle where he will rend their souls.
Well, that's just, this guy is not honorable. I mean, you duel one of them.
He's willing to duel
either,
two people.
Either his main opponent
good for him.
And or his or her second.
Well, I would say they're both his main opponents.
Yeah, well, you know what? Yeah, I would want to duel the attorney.
Because the cause, but the attorney is definitely the one doing it.
All right, so here's the question. So if you had to duel someone, you have to, what weapon would you take to the battlefield? Would it be swords and or
now, am I
revolvers?
An attorney with the kind of money that an attorney likely has?
You are you, and you are defending your honor.
Okay.
And there's no other way out of it. You either go along with this, or forever you will be stricken of your honor and cast out from society, excommunicated. Or you could
to what extent am I excommunicated?
A hermit on the side of a hill, and no one will talk to you.
Okay. Fully across the entire society.
Everywhere. You will be branded, and everyone who sees
you... So you're as good as dead at that
everyone
point
will
anyway.
See, everyone who will see your scarlet letter will no longer deal with you. They won't communicate with you. They won't voluntarily trade with you. You are excommunicado.
Okay, so you're effectively dead anyway.
Yeah.
So what weapon?
Any weapon.
A gun. Of course.
And your opponent gets the same.
Actually, no. You know what? A gun is a silly option. You have a better chance of skill coming into play with a sword.
What kind?
Yeah, probably, I don't know. I'm of European ancestry, so I would say a long sword.
Johnson, any ideas on this?
I wouldn't go to katana.
A nuke.
A nuke?
Just kill everyone. Right.
Take both of you out in one hit, and maybe even the city?
Or we just ensure peace by having mutually assured destruction.
Mm. Okay, that's a good answer. It's not a fun answer, but it is a good answer.
I think I would spend years training a panther.
Well, what if you only had 12 weeks?
a rabid attack panther.
Yes.
Let's stick with this guy's timeline. You only have 12 weeks.
Yeah, I don't know if that's enough time to train my panther.
Well, you don't really need to train the panther. You just need to kind of piss it off and unleash it from its cage.
This is starting to sound like an innuendo to me.
Because the other guy's got a panther, too. Okay. Or the ability to train. So who's going to train
get
a better attack panther?
Training your panthers to battle it out.
Well, just get a bigger animal,
it's like
then.
Pokemon.
Go with a grizzly bear.
I don't know. Then. I think this whole story is ridiculous. And this guy is obviously trying to make a point, like Daryl always did. That's his whole thing. His whole spiel was trying to make a point of all the stupid laws that were still on the books. Or this guy's just crazy. Well, he might have been put that way by this attorney and his crazy wife who have just driven him into insanity, or he might just like The Witcher.
Let's go to the phones. We've got David calling from New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live. I keep hitting the wrong button. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
I got a panther in my pants.
Okay.
I would say that homicide is probably actually a normal human emotion. And but anyway, Aria, how about those gay Jewish Nazis?
Told you. Did I say it? Did I call it?
I don't know, David. They're your Nazis. How are they?
Well, they're debating right now. There's 6 of them on stage, and one of them is gay, and 3 of them are Jewish. So you got 4 out of 6 Nazis, either gay or Jewish.
Hold on. What is the connection between gayness and Jewishness that causes you to lump those two groups of people together, David?
Well, they're both on stage right now trying to become your dear leader and tell you what to do.
Okay. So there are also straight people and non-Jewish people on that stage, right?
Yeah, you know, you make a good point. So let's go to a statement by Bernie Sanders, who happens to be Jewish and on stage right now in the Democratic debate. He said, I believe, and I'll only paraphrase because I don't have the direct quote in front of me, but he said to Elizabeth Warren that a woman could never win the general election for president. Oh, and Johnson should be doing this because he can do the Bernie Sanders voice. Johnson, say in a Bernie Sanders voice to Elizabeth Warren that a woman could never win the presidency in a general election.
I'm not going to say that because
yeah, we're not going to listen to your lunacy, David.
I don't believe
no, that's
in.
What, that's what
Chief
Bernie
Lionel
Sanders. Bernie Sanders said that.
Lion
Bernie
Liz.
Sanders said that.
Lion Liz will make up anything to win the election. She's worse than Joe.
You know, I'm almost more fearful, and maybe tomorrow night they'll cover this story a little more in depth. But I was never afraid of Hitler. Of course, I wasn't there, but I mean, are any of these great dictators who are, you know, amongst us these days, I'm afraid of the people who support said dictator.
I'm not afraid of any of them.
And
yeah, no kidding.
I'm afraid of my home getting burned down because I might stand in one side of the aisle, and one of Bernie's head guys came out, got caught on tape, talking about, hey, if Trump makes it in 20, cities are going to burn.
Yeah, but I mean,
I believe,
and so has the right. The right said that about Donald Trump being impeached, and yeah, now he's being impeached.
It was almost
burning cities down.
I think in 16 they were still taking. They didn't know it was going to happen. They thought Hillary was going to get it.
They clearly thought Hillary was going to get it.
Yeah, everyone was taken off guard. Now,
not everyone.
Well, the people who voted for Hillary were taken off.
Oh, yeah.
This year, 2020, everyone knows Trump's going to get reelected. I don't like
See,
the guy.
I don't think he is.
He's getting reelected. And people are preparing themselves.
They know how many guns Trump supporter owns, right?
I don't think they care. They're that crazy.
They'll learn very quickly that it's something they should care about.
Plenty of guns in Vermont.
Head on over to Free Talk Live to check out the show archives going back more than 10 years. Again, you can check that out at freetalklive.com.
Would it be nice to wake up in the morning whenever you want and work whenever you feel like it? Date women under your terms instead of society's? Be a completely free man? I'm Caleb Jones, and I have taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create low-work, high-income businesses and how to date women under your terms. Watch our free, on-demand replay training with me so you can learn how to create location-independent income and date women the way you want. Go to alpha.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at mark@freetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. mark@freetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, mark@freetalklive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.